/12/14. It is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler is here to monitor social media. We'll find out what things have been on your mind over the course of the Mother's Day weekend, along with Jennifer Horn, who's here to tell us about her Mother's Day weekend, to find out how much her mother loves Hillary Clinton.
And a lot, sort of by the way.
And by the way, today we'll celebrate Limerick Day.
Ooh.
Edward Lear.
There once was a girl from Nantucket.
Yes, there was. Oh. And she's done all sorts of things with her bucket. And so we can come up. Actually, we'll have a contest. We have some Sherry's Berries to give away. Sherry's Berries. And that'll be something that will probably make you enjoy the fact that today is Monday. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. Oh, wait a minute. George Clooney, your old boyfriend, Jennifer?
Yes.
And his new love, Amal Amour. Did you put a hit out on her, by the way, yet?
I can't talk about it.
No, of course not. Anyway, and they celebrate their engagement with a big party at Cafe Habana in Malibu. Ever been there?
I have not. Heard until you. Last night. Really? In the bushes, looking inside, allegedly.
Really? All right. Somebody took my pen.
Oh, better get it back.
Yeah. All right. We've had a lot of things that have gone missing on the farm, including 1,000 gallons of gasoline and my pen.
What?
Yes.
You're missing gas?
I'm not missing it. It's gone.
Where does it go?
I missed the fact that I paid for it and somebody took it. It's a long story with a short ending. The Russian insurgents say the eastern Ukrainian area approves of their all individual, what's the word? Individual independence. There's a word that comes. I get paid by the words. See, sometimes I put words together. Their individual independence, which would be also known as imperpendence. There's no election monitor that was taking place. Why is it important now? There are a lot of people in the international community who say we have to have election monitors to check all of this stuff out. Why is it the international community's business? What is there? And I'm not necessarily saying it isn't. I'm just saying, why is it? 888-302-3684. Let's see here. I was going to be in touch with us. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. Twitter at Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougSteffen.com. So, Kenny, what are some of the people who are listeners who are paying attention to what the election was all about? It was impossible to verify the insurgents' claims about the results, what seemed to be the results. I'm looking at the stories are about the vote, but not about the conclusions. So what conclusions can we draw, if any, from what went on over the weekend, where residents of two regions in eastern Ukraine that have been engulfed by the pro-Russian groups, the pro-Russian movement, defying the central government in Kiev by voting, but what did they get out of the balloting?
So far, I've only got one comment about this, and this is from somebody on our Facebook page named Alan, who says, "Democracy won. Oh, wait, it was not approved by the U.S. and CIA, so here we go with condemnation."
Well, that's what I'm wondering also here. No international voters, no inspection. The Ukraine interim president said the independence for eastern regions destroys the country's economy. This is a step into the abyss for these regions. Well, isn't it a first step for Russia taking over these regions? That's what I would think about this. You could have predicted what was going to go on. But didn't Putin say last week they ought not to have their elections, even though it would seem that it went his way or that way? What am I missing from all this? Is it this confusing? Or am I just not getting the story? I don't see there's any conclusion other than what we thought was going to happen. I thought it was going to happen anyway. Jennifer, you've been studying this from afar because you have Czechoslovakian roots.
Yeah, that's exactly why I'm studying this from afar. Jak sobash.
Jak sobash. Or yak it up, one or the other. I don't see this. This means anything. All it means is there's more international focus.
It's more people getting involved and just...
One of the polling stations I read about was in a school in one of these areas. The turnout was brisk in the first hour of voting. Voting slips that could be seen in the clear showed that the option for autonomy was selected by a lot of people. They have ballot boxes that are glass, so you can look into them and see how people vote.
I'm okay with that, actually.
Are you really?
Well,
I don't know. I think how we use it here in our country is different. We don't. Who says it has to be that way someplace else or anyplace else? Here's a woman whose name is Lilia Bragina, who said, "I don't have the words to express what's happening in our country. I've come so that there will be stability, so that there will be peace." And I guess the question is, the haphazard preparations that were made don't seem to belie what the reality is. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, you've got voters coming in who aren't on the list. You've got, I'm sure it, once the outcome is there, you've got the media, I think, has been playing up the fraud so that there can be other outcomes, don't you think?
You're talking about voting in Palm Beach, or you're talking about the voting over in Ukraine?
In the Ukraine. But it sounds very similar, doesn't it?
I wasn't sure. But you're talking about
you back in 2000 again? Did you just take a back?
Do they have to have voter ID over there? What I want to know is, do they have voter ID for these elections in Ukraine? Voter ID, yes or no? I think we need to find...
Everything that I'm seeing doesn't talk about the voter ID. They're talking about people not being on the list when they show up to vote.
All right, well, anyway, there's that, and then there's what's going on.
At least our problems aren't unique, right?
Right. The situation with these girls in Nigeria. Kenny, what's the update on that? We have somebody who's going to join us in the next half hour.
There's a new video that's out. Ugh.
And what's on the video? I haven't seen the video.
Showing some of the missing schoolgirls that came out of that Boko Haram group.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's really what the focus is. What are these militants all about? What's it like to live in Nigeria? What's the situation? What's the correct position of interest for the international community here? See, I think the international community has a play in the Nigerian girls' disappearance. I don't think it has a play in Ukraine. Anybody agree or disagree?
I'd probably agree with you. I don't know, but I would tend to agree with you.
Never admit that you don't know.
Well, I wouldn't know 100%.
Ever, ever admit that you don't know. You're supposed to be authoritative, knowledgeable.
Usually I am, but I'm just telling you. In this one, I would tend to agree with you because I'm not quite sure.
I think there's probably a lot going on in Ukraine that we just don't know about.
Mm-hmm. I think you're right about that. 888-302-3684.
Maybe we should send Evan over there, man on the ground.
No. You know what we need Evan for?
What?
We need an update on all the sports activities from the weekend.
It's been a disappointing weekend for me, Dougie.
No, it doesn't for me. Actually, the only thing that I've done that's of real significance this weekend, I moved about 45 cows from here to summer pasture. That's what I did. And cleaned out a sump pump. Other than that, folks, it's been a beautiful, actually, weather-wise, beautiful on the farm. It's 16 past the hour, so we'll deal with some of these other issues as time allows, as moments allow us to share our time together here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Jim Cook, and when I started Sam Adams, no bank would give me a loan. I got my startup money from my drinking buddies. That's why we started Sam Adams Brewing the American Dream. It provides loans to help small businesses get off the ground. During May, we're contributing 5 cents for every pint of Boston Lager sold, up to $250,000. So enjoy the delicious taste of Boston Lager and help small business owners in America.
CD doesn't specially market slate and participating locations. Boston Beer can be Boston Massive responsibly.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Granger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Granger.com, new rotary encoder, ordered on Granger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Granger branch. What more could you want in life? Granger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No.
To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No.
To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How?
No.
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna.
No.
Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day, even resume software. Now get a 20% off coupon for your K-Cup purchase. Staples, make more happen.
Coupon valid 5/11 to 5/17/14 in store online or by phone. Limit one coupon per customer while supplies last.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com. All right. If you have been eating and you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling, take all natural Gutsy Chewies. Go from that feeling of gut burn to gut good. Gutsy Chewy and Gutsy Chewy. Well, actually, GutsyProducts.com is a good place for you to go find out more information about how you can use that product. I actually using a little to calm down my ulcer. But now that Jennifer's back, things are really gurgling around.
Does it hurt again?
All right. Let's have Biff get in here for an update. Biff Mantell has been studying, as you can imagine, instead of working, he's been studying what's going on sports-wise.
Big weekend.
Give us some, why is it a big weekend? What
happened?
There's
the NFL draft. There's playoff hockey.
The NFL draft was last week.
Yeah. It's a whole extravaganza. The NFL just basically wants to eat up more and more of a sports person's life, right. So they have it 3 days.
Really?
The big news from that, Jadeveon Clowney was number one overall to the Houston Texans, like people expected. The unexpected thing from the first round was that Johnny Manziel fell to the 22nd pick. Cleveland Browns drafted him.
Is he the Heisman Trophy winner?
He won last year or 2 years ago. 2 years ago. Jameis Winston won last year.
Huh.
The other big news from the draft, though, was that Michael Sam was drafted in the 7th round by the St. Louis Rams. For those of you who may not be aware of Michael Sam, the name, he came out as openly gay in February, and he's now the first openly gay player in the NFL. One of the things that will be difficult, though, going to the St. Louis Rams, they already have a very good defensive line. It's going to be very difficult for him to make the team. He may get cut before the season starts, and it wouldn't necessarily be a shock, and it wouldn't be because of his sexual preferences.
Really? How are you going to prove that?
Well, you're not really going to, but, you know.
No, I don't know. I think if he gets cut, it'll be because he doesn't play for that team, if you know what I mean.
Don't
you know
be
that?
A drama queen.
It'll be talent.
Screen time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Because houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door devil reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDevil.com.
Today, as I have noted, is Limerick Day because of Edward Lear's having been born in the state in 1812. He was a poet, a talented illustrator, a big champion of the Limerick, which actually dates back to the early 18th century. He wrote Edward Lear's book of nonsense. Why? Let's keep the Britney Spears song going there, Evan. And as a result of the nonsense book, we have come up with something very clever here. There once was a man named Nation who worked for a radio station. Although he was tall, his hands were too small. We pause for station identification. That's a limerick.
That's pretty good.
Hey, you like that?
Yeah.
All right. 888-302-3684. We have a few minutes for limericks, and I have some Sherry's Berries. You've heard me in the last couple of weeks extolling the value and virtue of Sherry's Berries, giving them away for Mother's Day. It was kind of a cool thing. Well, you bought them, and you gave them away to your mom for Mother's Day, hopefully.
Now so, you get some. Yum, yum.
Right, exactly. So we have we've got a box of this, and you can get at it by dialing 888-302-3684 with your limerick. Jennifer and Ken will be the judges of the best limerick over a short period of time. All right? Best limerick, 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, Britney Spears in the background. Apparently, the folks in Vegas are pleased with Miss Spears and her performances. Reports would have us believe the singer is being offered $12 million to extend her Las Vegas show into 2016. The Daily News today reports that the offer would have her performing her Sin City show till Christmas 2016. Isn't that, what a great Christmas show, being naked and gyrating up on the stage.
Hey, it sounds all right.
Yeah, right, exactly. A senior executive.
That's good for her, though, I think.
Yeah, she's come around. I think she's...
And it's consistent. You know, I mean, one thing that's probably really good to keep her on track is to have a good, consistent place to go to work, and this is good for her.
Right. It is good for her. Yes, you're right. As usual, Jennifer, 26 after the hour, 888-302-3684. If you have a limerick, you know what limericks are? Share a limerick. I know this is... not become the standard, but every once in a while we have to get off of the standard and have a little fun. So the standard now moves to the right or the left.
And we do it early before our
right, before
critics
everybody.
Come in.
Yeah, exactly, right. 888-302-3684.
So hurry.
Get your Sherry's Berries while they can. I don't know why I laugh about that. This is my radio program, but I get influenced by others, if you know what I mean.
I know.
All right. Late night show material from Friday in the form of part of Jimmy Fallon's monologue.
I don't know if this is a good idea or not, but Burger King has announced that it will start selling burgers at breakfast.
Yeah.
They also changed their slogan from Have It Your Way to Hungover Buddy. Oh, man, this is not good. The makers of Cashew cereal have to pay a $5 million fine for misleading consumers by saying its products are all natural when they contain artificial ingredients. They also agreed to stop misleading consumers by labeling mulch as cereal.
Cashew. Richie is a great, takes great pride in telling everybody that he's having Cashew cereal. Cashew. K-A-S-H-I. Coffee or Cashew. Yeah, it does not have great flavor. I've not found Cashew cereals to be flavorful or much fun.
You know, if you put some fruit with them, I think they're pretty good.
Right, well, I've started drinking my raw milk, which is good for the ulcer, with maple syrup. If you've never tried maple, you hear chocolate milk, chocolate being stirred in with milk, try syrup with it. And it's the smoothest thing you can possibly imagine. It's 28 past the hour. Monday's Good Day program is on the air.
This is your Both Sides Minute, today with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter. Coming right up, what's your view of what the NBA did to Donald Sterling?
Hi, I'm Alicia Keys. HIV is a women's issue, and we're not talking about it enough. Of the more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S. today, one in four is a woman. And as mothers, daughters, sisters, and friends, many of us have loved ones who've been affected. And even if you don't think you know someone, I bet you do. Go to Greater Than AIDS on Facebook so we can break the silence. Start the dialogue and tell me how you are empowered to make a difference. Together, we are empowered.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Erickson and Alter. Is the NBA's lifetime ban on Donald Sterling justified, or does it create a slippery slope?
It's never the facts of the precedent that cause the problem. It's how the precedent's used in the future. I think Andrew Silver did the right thing and had to do it. And it, largely, I think the media has mischaracterized it to some degree. They've overplayed public outrage and underplayed player outrage. There were many players not even on the Clippers team who were going to walk off the court in protest if nothing happened. So they had to do it. But even you know, as some of the owners and others have said, taking the next step, potentially enforcing him to sell the Clippers, does society want to go down the road where private comments that were surreptitiously recorded, it seems, are used to destroy that person?
Well, I agree that I think the commissioner did the right thing. I think it was another sign coming on the heels of the Cleavon Bundy case that in certain quarters, unfortunately, racism is alive and well. But I, too, I'm very sympathetic to what Eric said, and I worry about it. Remember the CEO of Mozilla, who was forced to resign because he had opposed same-sex marriage? I had a real problem with that. So it can be a slippery slope, but it's one that we have been down before.
I'm Mark Green, and that was your Both Sides Minute with Eric Erickson and Jonathan Alter.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take?
Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3333. 663 freezedryguy.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Conversation on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, celebrating Limerick Day. You know what I think I'd prefer to do?
What's that, Dougie?
I would prefer to have you send your limericks, facebook.com/Good Day Show, excuse me, or Twitter at Good Day Show. Send your limerick or email.
Hashtag Limerick Day.
Yeah. All right. So limericks. Send limericks. We're going to give away a box of Sherry's Berries to the person who Kenny and Jennifer feel has submitted the best limerick. Okay? You can spend your time doing that. As you spend your time commenting about other things that are going on, the situation in Nigeria, focus on that in a few minutes. A lady who has been a research fellow responsible for international security has some comments on that, which we will put on the air in a matter of moments. The Fed's busy over the weekend in Washington State, rural areas of Washington where pot growers are prolific. Washington State legalized marijuana use, but there is a trial that's been scheduled for five people in Spokane. Apparently, okay is not the word that's being used with the weed state having legalized marijuana use. Why in the name of God are we wasting federal resources to do this? That perhaps is a question I'd also post, Kenny, should you care to, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. How many people think this is a good, valuable use of your tax money? The state of Washington legalizes marijuana use, and the federal government sends in its thugs to chase people around who are growing weed. Why?
I don't think it's a great use of our tax dollars, but I also think it's a real conversation that has to be had, because the states go out, which as they should, because we want to let the states govern. So I'm not hitting that. I actually think that they have the right
home
to do what they're
rule.
Doing.
It's called,
I'm sorry?
Home, it's called home rule.
Right.
That's
but
what
we,
it's called.
We have to address what's going on here because the federal government, the taxpayers.
Oh, yeah, okay, we do have
we
to address,
have to
that,
address
yeah.
it because the federal government's going to continue to do this mm-hmm. and not let the states govern because they want to be the ones in charge. And
right.
it,
to collect the tax money.
Right.
That's all this is, by the way, if you didn't get it.
They want
it's a tax grab. That's all this is. It is. It's another reason. And this is the kind of thing that stirs people at their roots. You have no idea how dedicated the pot smoker groups are. They are maniacal about wanting to have the freedom. And they've pushed this in any state, Colorado, the same thing. There have been feds that have gone to Colorado to try to blur the line between the federal government and the state government. Well, we have a. Remember when John, what was the attorney general's name in the Bush administration?
Ashcroft.
Ashcroft sent 43 agents to, I think it was Washington State, as a matter of fact, the week after September 11th, 43 FBI agents went out to Washington State to investigate, chase around, and arrest people. And I think it was the medical marijuana issue that surfaced then, if memory serves me correctly. No matter what it is, 43 FBI agents to go check on weed growth? What are you, nuts? You got to be nuts if you think there's anything appropriate to that. 888-302-3684 or other ways of directing your comments. Before we get to Nigeria, let's talk about excuse me, Donald Sterling. Jennifer has an interesting update. Ms. Sterling, Shelley Sterling, says she is going to fight to retain her share of the team. LeBron James wants everybody in the family out. Who the heck is he?
Why LeBron is he James? Yeah. He's a player.
He's the player in the NBA. He's the star, the best player in the league.
Yeah, he was in
best
Cleveland,
player
remember?
Since Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I remember he was a kid, 18, went to, we played in Cleveland, and then, who's he playing for now?
Miami.
He's playing for Miami.
Miami, right.
Mm-hmm. So what is he, who does he think he is?
Everybody gets a chance to hit the pinata.
Yeah, good for him. Tell him to stay home, mind his own business. And in this circumstance, Jennifer, there's some very interesting things that have surfaced in the discussion and the debate as to how this actually came to pass and whether this is really about racial slurs or about a money grab.
Yeah,
why don't you explain?
I've heard a couple of things just behind the scenes here in L.A. That's about what I'll say. How about that?
Good.
That really say that the Guggenheim Group, which is run by Magic Johnson is a big part of the Guggenheim Group. They own the Dodgers, and that they have wanted to own the Clippers for a long time. And so Donald Sterling's camp thinks that they're solely behind this, that the Guggenheim Group wanted to force him out and that this was a good way to do it, and that maybe V. Stiviano might have been on the payroll of Magic Johnson and the Guggenheim Group to kind of set him up and give them some fodder to give him the old heave-ho. And I think if pushed, Donald Sterling's going to make a big point about that. I don't know if he has proof, but I think he's going to make a big point about it. He's also...
Proof. Listen to the... Just listen to some of Jay-Z's music.
Well, I'm not there yet. He's also going to throw under the bus Jay-Z, who's the owner of the Brooklyn Nets, and for saying the same things that he did, just on different groups. I mean, Jay-Z's music has a lot of derogatory stuff to women, to other races. So, you know, is this going to be the next step? Probably. If
it ought to be.
Getting pushed.
Yep, it ought to be.
It's a little different than the Sterling case, though. Jay-Z owns, I don't even think he owns 1%.
What difference does it make?
He owns
there.
Such a minor portion of it, sure. That it's a little bit different than a guy owning the whole team having those views.
No, it's hypocrisy at its best. That's it. I have no cotton to Sterling's remarks, and I wonder as a lawyer.
No, there's not anybody
smart.
Who's going to say what he said was great.
No. Was there, or even accurate or good, but it seemed there was something about it from the very beginning.
My gut
wasn't onto this because something told me there was something really, really bad about this. Plus the fact the guy may be getting a little soft and in that circumstance could be taken advantage of in terms of Miss Stiviano and how she could play it for her own benefit. So she seems to have been doing that pretty much since she learned how to talk and walk. So in this circumstance, this is a play. That's what this is. Anyway,
It's, and, you know, he was interviewed by Anderson Cooper. Did you see that?
No.
Donald Sterling, he talked with Anderson on Sunday, and it's supposed to air tonight. So it'll be interesting to see what he says.
So how would I have seen it? Did I see it?
Well, the story's been out in the media, is what I meant to say.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
But it's been out in the press, Dougie.
If CNN,
I know you have your ear to the grindstone there.
Well, CNN usually, when I see CNN, I usually hit delete because I don't think they have much value anymore in terms of, I don't think much of any of these news organizations. If maybe it's Reuters, then I might look at it and think it has some value. Other than that, most of the stuff is all pretty pejorative.
The stuff that's leaked out says that he is going to apologize, saying that he made a terrible, terrible mistake. He's going to ask for forgiveness, and he's also saying that he was set up.
Sounds like, I think he was set up. Sounds like a storyline from The Good Wife last night, for those of you who saw that. 888-302-3684, and other ways to comment on what's going on, plus submit your limerick to facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday. In a moment, we're going to meet Charlotte Florence, and we'll talk about what's going on in Nigeria here in Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Jason Ray noticed a blue birthmark had appeared on his forehead in the shape of the Geico Gecko. Jason felt compelled to switch his car insurance to Geico and save hundreds of dollars with great discounts. By nightfall, the birthmark had disappeared. Jason's wife, Jeannie, thinks it was probably just blueberry jam from breakfast. Jason prefers to believe otherwise.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Your grit. It's what gets you up on cold mornings when sometimes the night before feels like it's barely ended. Your heart. It's what lets you appreciate the day you had because you're back home with the person your day was for.
Mommy's home!
Your purpose. It's knowing that what you do outside of the office is for everything that's inside of you.
How do I, boys?
After all you have done and do every day, you're all the proof you need that you're ready to earn your degree. And Strayer University is ready for you. With the affordable and flexible online classes you expect, the one-on-one on-campus support you need, and the one-of-a-kind way to lower your tuition. You're ready for this. Get started at Strayer.edu. We've also recently reduced tuition by 20% at Strayer University. And we'll start a personal graduation fund just for you that can cover up to a quarter of your classes to make earning your bachelor's degree up to 40% more affordable. Strayer University is certified to operate by CHEV.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do?
Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it.
Ah, just getting in, huh?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 16 before the hour. Jennifer Horan, Ken Kessler, and the focus on Nigeria. Most of you have heard the many and sundry horrible stories emanating from Nigeria. United States, some military officials arrived in Nigeria to help the search for these kidnapped girls. There is a group that reportedly is an Islamic terrorist group, and they are the ones responsible. I was looking at the story of Sarah Lawton, who was 19 years of age, characterizing her abduction by these terrorists as too terrifying for words. There are stories on top of stories on top of stories. Let's get a story, an accurate reflection of this from Charlotte Florence, who is a research fellow responsible for international security and foreign policy issues on the Federal Financial Management Subcommittee of the Senate Homeland Security. Good God, Charlotte, you got more credentials here or more words behind your name.
I'm actually with the Heritage Foundation now.
Okay.
Working on Sub-Saharan Africa, just to clarify. So not a government working for Congress anymore.
Okay.
But so thanks for having me on the show.
Let's talk about the essence of what this group is about. First of all, Boko Haram, people have been mispronouncing it, called Boko Haram, kind of like the old singing group Procol Harum. That's not the way to pronounce the name. More importantly, who are they, where'd they come from, and what do they do?
Yeah, Boko Haram is a terrorist organization, Islamic insurgents that operate in northern Nigeria. They recruit even from neighboring countries, so Niger, Cameroon, arms trafficking to Chad. So they're pretty, they have a pretty decent reach across kind of that.
How have they come to being? Where does the support financially come from?
So Nigeria has a very long history of having a Muslim north, a Christian south, and so there is a an inherent distrust in the northern part of the country of the center of government in the south. The government tends to be dominated by Christians, and so there's kind of this distrust amongst the local population in the north. And so they're able to easily recruit from, it's the poorer part of the country.
No education. It's the same thing that Al-Qaeda does wherever they are, pretty much.
Yeah, it's the same story here in Afghanistan and Pakistan, Somalia. Not a lot of opportunities, a lot of young men that want to feel a part of something.
Is the right number... is the right number 276, the number of girls that were taken from this boarding school?
Yeah, I know. Then there's a new report today saying it's still around like 310. I think it's safe to say it's above 250, but I don't know if it's more than 300.
And what do they want? What do the militarists, what do these terrorists want?
So they're seeking to create an Islamic State in Nigeria. So they're Salafi, so they want... all Western things gone, including Western education. So they'd like to see Sharia law enforced. Women wouldn't be going to school. So I think that's kind of how this kidnapping fits their narrative.
Don't they want to sell these girls into slavery? Isn't that basically, you can say that you want to have Sharia law and you can do the same old play of this religious difference versus that and we're right and you're wrong. But it seems to me from what I've garnered looking at all this stuff, this is basically just a way for them to come up with money to create more terrorist opportunities for themselves.
Yeah, and I'm not an expert on human trafficking, but I do understand that I don't know if the girls have actually been sold into slavery, but there are countries in this area, particularly Niger, Mali, Mauritania, that have, a class of slavery. They have, whole entire segments of their population that are in bonded slavery. So I know that there is a cultural aspect of this, and by no means is that acceptable. But there are, those networks that they can sell them into. So I think you're correct in assuming that this, is a financial gain for them.
Well, I'm seeing the U.S., Britain, the Israelis are sending in, quote-unquote, advisors to try to help find these young women and to free them. But these are obviously military moves. This is not something you're not going to send in people in a suit to try to negotiate with these terrorists, right?
Yeah, from my understanding, they'll be based in Abuja, so the capital of Nigeria. It's 350 miles away from even the Borno state, which is where Boko Haram operates in northern Nigeria. So I'm not sure how, I think it's, capacity building with the Nigerian government if they do get into some sort of negotiation with Boko Haram for the girls. Hopefully they'll be there to advise the Nigerian government to, do the most expedient thing, but also the safest thing for the girls. But I think it's a very limited, response. And given, these girls might even be in Cameroon or Niger, I think this requires a much more, regional effort amongst the
international
countries in this area.
Yeah, instead of the international, the French are involved in this as well. Yeah, you would think for their own well-being, but the problem is there aren't a lot of good leaders in Africa, and there's much more polarization. All right, thanks for that interesting perspective, Charlotte Florence, here on the Good Day program.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
After the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Tech Talk time, Monday, the focus on Shelley Palmer as usual, because Shelley does a lot of research, comes up with some good information. Today, Shelley's going to talk with you about a new search engine called Verb, as opposed to nouns, pronouns.
That has
to
be action, Dougie.
Really, action.
Action word.
Verb, trying to revolutionize the internet search industry. So they say, let's find out what he says in just a moment on Good Day.
Spring is finally here. Which activity would you rather do? Spring cleaning? Spring travel. America's Best Value Inn is making your spring even better with a great deal. Save 15% when you book a room online and stay now through May 21st. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com and clean up on our spring travel deal.
Here's a surprising summertime fact from Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. We all know that irritants like bug bites and poison ivy can make you itch. But what you might not know is how. Actually, it's the histamines your body creates in reaction to these irritants that make you miserable. But now that scratch has met its match. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. Its maximum strength itch medicine blocks your itch-causing histamines fast for long-lasting relief. Allegra Anti-Itch Cream. The relief you've been itching for. Use as directed.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, search engines get better all the time, but rarely do they get more exciting. Verb, which recently won Startup Showcase TechCrunch Disrupt, looks to reinvent the search engine. Verb is a contextual search engine that collects all the relevant info you want and presents it in a savable, shareable stream. Think of it like this. If you search for The Amazing Spider-Man 2 on Google, you get a bunch of links and some local showtimes. A Verb search gets you a card filled with the film's IMDb and Rotten Tomatoes scores, a list of the stars, a brief plot overview, and buttons to watch the film's trailer or to read reviews. If you decide to visit a theater showing the film, Verb will show you Yelp reviews, recent Foursquare check-ins, nearby restaurants, and more. Verb has rolled out searches for places, movies, and media, and plans to add people, startups, and more in the near future. To give Verb a try, head over to Verb.com and sign up today. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
This
is Radio Gordon playing the sounds of electric garbage. I'm your host, DJ Gordon. Let's take a call.
Hey, I just got the new HTC phone from Sprint, and it sounds fantastic. But is it good for garbage?
You must have the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify. It restores the quality of your MP3s so your music sounds the way it was intended. This next track sounds the way I feel.
Not that!
Yes, that's better.
From America's newest network that now has better call quality comes better sound quality. Get the new HTC One M8 Harman Kardon Edition with Clarify exclusively from Sprint. And for a limited time, when you sign up for a Sprint Framely plan, you get 6 free months of music on Spotify Premium. Happy connecting from Sprint.
Offer in 7/10/14 comparison to prior Sprint network. Spotify monthly charge at the end of 6 months based on the number of Framely members with Spotify Premium. $7.99 for 5 or fewer users. $4.99 for 6 or more users. After 24 months, pay $9.99 a month. Cancel Spotify anytime by calling 888-211-4727. Restrictions apply. Visit Sprint. For details.
Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler. I saw some information over the weekend that suggested that some law enforcement officers and agencies are being called upon to defuse violent situations, domestic situations, unpredictable situations, and they're using texting to inveigle themselves into the problem. And they also are using texting to consult with one another. If there are experts that are not available on site, then they're doing a lot of texting. That seems, I suppose, technology being what it is. In my town, most of the police officers, I think, have been given iPads. And they have computers in the cars now, so they can not show up and use their expertise to diffuse a situation. Does that seem to make sense? I suppose any tool that you have. But it would seem, excuse me, also... technology, I'm not too... See, what I worry about is the technology will be used in place of whatever might be the human input that's necessary when you look at somebody and you can actually see into the whites of their eyes and figure out what they're really, you know, their body language, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. So texting may be helpful to be used as a substitute. Not necessarily a good idea. Coming up at 59 past the hour.
Ladies and gentlemen... Captain Obvious.
Hotel doors are for privacy. They're also the best way to get inside your room. The twin beds in hotels aren't special made beds for twins. When you spend less on a hotel room, you still get to use the entire hotel room.
Get up to 30% off hotels during the Memorial Day sale. Book by May 26th for travel by June 2nd. Hotels.com. The obvious choice.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.